Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, 855-450, and then the word free. That's 3733. You can call us and talk about whatever's on your mind. We actually also have Skype, so you can use that. Our username is lrn.fm. You'd have to send us a user request on Skype, but you know, we approve it, and then you can call anytime you want. It maybe takes tops 10 minutes for us to approve it, so we're not talking about a long process here. And your audio is going to sound a lot better. So that's username lrn.fm on Skype. It's King Mark the First here.
And Conan the Barbarian.
That's right. You have that name legit, too, right?
Oh, it's legit. Yeah. My dad was a big fan, and I ended up with it. By the way, I was named before the movie.
Well, I mean, a
couple of years before the movie.
So, like, off the Frank Frazetta paintings, or?
Oh, yeah. There was a definite, we talked about this a little while ago, there was a revival, a Conan revival here in the U.S., and it was Frank Frazetta who brought that during the 70s, the late 60s, 70s, and it really took off, and people found out who Conan was. And there you go. I got it.
There's a really sad story that we have of an individual who thought he had superhuman strength, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, sadly, it was one of our neighbors right up into the east, Maine, who they just came, they got a little lax on their fireworks laws in 2012, I believe, and we have very lax laws here. I don't even know if there are laws at all here in New Hampshire.
There are some laws. I don't believe you can have sort of the explosive type of fireworks here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't think there are bottle rockets, but we do have pretty lax laws as far as different types of fireworks.
Right, you know? Right. We know that the Massachusetts folk come up to actually buy fireworks and alcohol in the whole nine, and the same thing with Vermont.
Yeah, the cops will lay wait at the border trying to catch them, bringing them back their explosives and cigarettes and alcohol, no doubt about it. But you just can't stop all those people because you don't know where they went. You don't know what they did.
Well, and hopefully this doesn't backfire on us because the mother of this individual, this superhero, is already in the works trying to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or that at least
read
people are educated. So let's start with the story. Instead of going right to the punch, this is the Washington Post, entitled, "Maine Man Didn't Mean to Launch Fireworks from His Head That Killed Him."
Yeah.
So
what kind of firework was it?
Well, I think it was some kind of a mortar.
Yeah.
They've got the Roman candles, that might be considered a mortar.
What a mortar is, when they sell them as fireworks, is that this little ball that has this sort of cylinder on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It has a long wick. You light the wick and drop it into a tube. That tube comes with it. The tubes are maybe 2 inches in diameter, and it is about a foot long, and then it has a little base on it.
So you reuse the mortar. You just add ammunition.
Yep.
So it's like a real mortar.
Yeah. You get 12. What I bought the last time, it was like $50. You get 12 of these shots, and you drop them in the tube, and the tube's fine. Generally, I can see why somebody would think that it would be just fine to fire this thing off your head, because I fired it off my porch and didn't seem to have any trouble over it.
Hmm. Well, maybe it was upside down and it went the opposite direction.
I have no clue. But you don't play around with fireworks. Because you never know, what if it's a dud and it doesn't shoot and it just explodes?
Right. You don't walk around with a handgun on your head hoping that it doesn't go off.
No.
It's just silliness. Those close to Devon Staples, who died when he lit fireworks on his head on the 4th of July, said Monday that the young man probably didn't know what he was doing. They speculated that he lit the mortar accidentally or thought it was a dud.
You should never assume something's a dud, but all right. I suppose you could have gotten close to it or something.
Yeah, I mean, And they said that they saw that it was working. It was working at one time, but we'll get to that. According to local police, Staples, 22, was messing around with friends and...
That's already a mark against him as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. He hasn't grown up yet. I'm hoping I'm saying this right. Calais, Maine?
Calais,
drinking and setting off fireworks.
Okay, so alcohol, all right. So he's 22 and was drinking.
And with friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's 4th of July.
Yeah, okay, so at this point I have very little room in my, in my heart to say that this was some kind of, I mean, I call it a tragedy, it's certainly a tragedy, but I'm not going to call it some kind of mistake.
This is getting ready to be a train wreck.
Right. When I lit off fireworks on the 4th of July, I had one that didn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, I was kind of careful of it for a little while. I just let it sit. But at some point or another, you got to go over there to it, right?
Right, right.
Now, if it would have gone on, just gone off. No, this was just one of those that kind of the golden shower. I love these.
That's what it's called.
It's called a golden shower, and it shoots out these just sort of golden fan shaped sparkly things, and it's Jack loves them, and they're the kind of fireworks my wife can get behind. So we always buy those. And then, but if this thing would have gone on and been explosive, and I went to it to get rid of it or something like that, I would call that, a tragic error or something like that. This sounds like a tragic error in judgment.
Right. I believe that that's where it's going to come down to. All
right.
So anyways, they're drinking. They're 22.
Uh-huh.
They're with buddies. It's 4th of July. They're setting up fireworks, and he put a mortar on his head and lit it. Mortars are cardboard tubes holding packaged fireworks.
So he put a mortar on his head and lit it.
Mm-hmm. Thought, though it is unclear what type of firework was in the tube, the firework exploded, instantly killing Staples.
Hmm.
So I'm almost thinking, it must have been upside down in order to instantly kill. I mean, that's...
It could have just exploded. So another thing they do is these mortars is they sort of... when they go up like you wouldn't believe. They go, poof! And they're up, and then bam, they're blowing up into those, those powerful fireworks that you sort of see at displays.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, these mortars don't have sort of as many, they're not as big and as in the sky, but they'll shoot out 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know, different colored, things that come out of them. But they're up in the air. They're up very quickly. I don't know whether this thing just didn't fly up in the air, whether they put a firework that wasn't the right type in there, or what it was. But
what kind of kick is coming off of these
guys? A good one.
All right, so maybe could it have been the kick that knocked him in the head and gave him a concussion or
something?
That's
what I assumed when I just sort of heard about the story, that's what happened. I guess it doesn't surprise me, but none of it surprises me. You're dealing with explosives.
Yeah.
Explosives, young men... alcohol, none of this stuff should go together.
So anyway, Staples' fiancé.
So many times when I was a kid, it would always be my uncles or my dad setting off fireworks, and they'd never let me get anywhere near them.
They gave you the sparklers.
Right, and I want to show Bird to get near those sparklers. The people who are the people least qualified to play with fireworks, the ones that want to play with them the most.
Right.
The safest bet is to just never touch the things, but you got to live life too, right? And fireworks are pretty awesome. So, I feel this is a tragic mistake in judgment. If you're saying 10 people a year, is that what the number you said? 10 people
12,
a year?
12 people a year last year.
Yeah, 12 people last year died from fireworks. How many died from the flu? How many died from... cows. I mean, cows kill 40 people a year.
Yeah, more people died from cows last year than they did from fireworks.
Right.
I think it's like 40 or
between
20 and 40.
Every one of these things is tragic. We're going to hear from this young man's mother here shortly in this story. And I feel for this woman. I mean, this is a terrible, tragic thing to have happen. And every tragedy in and of itself is a tragedy. There's a story of a Florida man who decides I believe F that gator, and then decides to jump in the gator pond and the gator kills him or something like that. That's another story that's out right now.
Was alcohol involved in that one as well?
Yeah, and all those things. Do I hope for this person's death? No, I don't. But the more risks you take in life, the bigger your chance of not coming out of these risks.
This is correct.
I just saw a video of an Italian man flying through this hole in the rocks that are like 1.7 meters wide. So he's flying through this just hole in a mountain. So, I don't know what else to call it. It's a hole in a rock. And he flies through it on one of them paragliding suit things. And he made it. And God bless him.
Wow.
But if he'd have gone smoosh up against the side, I wouldn't be like, let's outlaw this paragliding stuff. I'd be like, well, that was a poor choice on his part. What do you think? 855-450-3733.
P150GA, P150LK, P150NC250AC, P250EC250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now, 1-800-496-5920. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-5920. That's 1-800-496-5920. 1-800-496-5920.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with King Mark the First
and Conan.
855-450-3733. Ian it's his night off. He gets the sort of, well, you give him one night off a week, and it's a, kind of a floating night between Tuesday and Thursday. So, you know, he's not in jail today. Don't worry. 855-450-FREE. ExpressCoin.com is a great way to go about getting Bitcoins. Getting Bitcoins isn't as easy as it should be because largely regulations in the United States. But ExpressCoin makes it as fast, safe, and easy and inexpensive as it can be. So they don't require a whole bunch of information from you, as long as you're below a certain threshold, which is a pretty large threshold. They just, all you have to do is send them a check or a money order, and you can get your cryptocurrencies, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They've got Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Dashcoin, and some others. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app that you can download. You just, if you use coupon code FTL when you get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice, you'll get no fee at all. So it's ExpressCoin.com. They've got a very low fee for purchases above $40, and it's probably the lowest you're going to be able to find anywhere on Bitcoins. But don't say you can't get Bitcoins, because ExpressCoin makes it very easy. And now it's a great idea to get some Bitcoins, because you can use it in conjunction with purse.freetalklive.com to save up to 25% on every order from Amazon. I'm going to tell you a bit more about that later. 855-450-3733. So there's a young man, or was a young man, in Maine, who sadly won the Darwin Award on July 4th. He decided to take a mortar. A mortar is a firework that sort of shoots up in the air. A mortar is what those, you know, when you go see the fireworks the town puts off, all those big exploding fireworks, those are mortars. Now, they sell smaller versions. He probably got his mortars in New Hampshire, is my guess, because they sell them here. But maybe they sold them in Maine. I don't know the answer to that. So he got a mortar. He decided, you know what, I'll play mortar unicorn. And he put it on his head, and boom, it killed him instantly. Now, mind you, being killed instantly is not a terrible way to go. Laying in bed for years with cancer, that sounds awful. But he's 22 years old, and that makes it tragic. He's got a family, no doubt about it. And what, 12 people died this year from fireworks in the United States?
Last year.
Last year in the United States from fireworks.
They're still tallying up this year.
Yeah, you're talking about one every four states. We're not talking about, you know, an epidemic sweeping the country. Yeah, it irritates some, upsets some dogs and some veterans, I'm sure. Probably the veterans are overblown by the old crotchety people, but that's fine. If you live in a community that doesn't have fireworks, then, you know, I hope that that's one of the reasons you picked it. But in communities that do have them, it sounded like World War I out where I live, and I like it just fine. The dog, she's not so happy. But, you know,
it's not so much the noise that bothers me, it's the money. I mean, how much did you spend on your 12 mortars?
12 mortars for $50.
Yeah, I mean, and these cities, you know, I don't know what Keene did this year. I don't know if they did anything, but these, I mean, upwards of $100,000 on a city the size of Keene on fireworks that they blow off in a couple of hours, and it hurts me deep down inside. My frugalness comes out, and it's like, why? Why so much?
Well, $100,000 from a city standpoint is really a pittance. What they're trying to do
is a drop in the bucket, yeah.
Yeah, compared to what the schools cost and things like that. You know, that's a few kids going to school a year.
Well,
really.
The swamp bats here are the ones that do with the fireworks, so that is the school, I guess. Yeah. That's probably part of their budget, which is just even more silliness.
No doubt about it. I don't know. I don't think that the government should be buying you your fireworks. If you want to watch fireworks, you should pay for them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to Ryan, who's calling in from Milwaukee. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
All's well.
I was just wondering, since it's an open lines program, what you guys, if you had any thoughts about the great Art Bell, who I consider to be kind of the father of Open Lines Radio returning this month.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, he was on Sirius briefly, mm-hmm. And they had kind of a spat, and he had signed a 2-year non-compete.
He seems to have a spat a few, you know, he must be hard to work with.
Well, what it was that Sirius wasn't, their streaming service was bad. People were complaining, and the caller base was dropped. I think a lot of people that listen to him.
He needs that caller base.
Anyway. Yeah,
he needs that. Yeah, he needs that for the show he runs.
So now at the 2-year non-compete is up on July 20th, and he's decided to do an internet free stream, I think on his website and TuneIn, and he's back again.
So he's on. He's going to be on. What's? Do you have any idea which syndicate is carrying him?
Well,
if any.
There are. It's going to be through his website and TuneIn, is my understanding. But then there are terrestrial radio stations also picking it up before the show is even broadcast, which I've never even heard of before. But
no, that makes sense.
Yeah, isn't how Free Talk Live works?
They're just signing up. That's all. You know, generally, every affiliate's going to sign up before they carry the show. You know, on Free Talk Live, we actually allow stations to carry us before they sign a contract, but we have the easiest contract in the business. For better or for worse, that's the case.
Right.
So, it sounds great. I think Art Bell is, I think he's does incredible work, and he really created a genre, this sort of genre of, I call it conspiracy, you know, weird radio out there.
right,
you know,
yeah.
He was just doing a regular talk show. I actually heard him speak at a Radio Records situation. He said he was just doing a regular talk show at one point, and he just got sick of it, you know, talking about the lying politicians and the issues of the day and blah, blah, blah. And he decided, you know, that he wanted to talk about, you know, some ghosts and some aliens and, you know, apparently Nephilim and a variety of other things. And, you know, it's compelling, interesting radio. I one time heard one. It wasn't an Art Bell show, mind you. I've heard many of his. I think it was Ian something that was doing it at one point for him, where a guy who is self-identified as a horse, and, you know, this guy believed that he was a horse in a man's body. And he had this shtick nailed down, right? Like, it was just so awesome to listen to this guy talk about how he was really a horse. And,
yeah, that's really the thing.
Fascinating.
I'm a skeptic. I don't even believe in ghosts. I don't think aliens, they probably exist, but I don't think they've visited this planet. But those shows are just so compelling.
Yeah.
And the nature of open, that's why I love Free Talk Live, is the, you know, anybody can call in and you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think that an Art Bell seems to have had a real knack for getting rid of terrible callers, making bad callers better, and making mediocre callers good. I really felt like he could, and that's what a talk show host is supposed to be, an open line talk show host really is supposed to do. I feel like Ian can do that. I don't think I can. But anyway, nonetheless, Ryan, thanks for the call.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Tell me your favorite thing about radio.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can take over the airwaves and give us a call. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. It's King Mark the First.
And it's Conan the Libertarian.
Conan, we're talking about a story of a Maine man, as in a man from Maine, who sadly won the Dumbest Guy in Maine award July 4th.
He got the Darwin Award for sure.
Yeah. And go on with the story, because there's a reason we're reading it.
Right, so he definitely left some people behind, including his fiancée, Kara Haley,
yep,
said the whole thing was an accident.
Yeah,
Haley,
true.
30. Oh, he was dating an older girl, too. He was really had it going on.
Mm-hmm.
30 says Staples was likely buzzed from alcohol and that he accidentally lit the cigarette lighter in his hand.
I never used the term buzzed. In my opinion, you are either drunk or you're not.
Especially a young 22-year-old. You're drinking for a reason, and it's not to get a buzz.
Right, and I get that people, you know, people use the term buzzed in order to describe the level of drunkenness that mm-hmm. they're experiencing. However, I don't believe anybody who uses the term is qualified to, you know, decide whether or not they are, in fact, drunk or buzzed.
Because I use the term. And,
okay.
Because, I mean, I have to, you know, determine what level I was at.
Right. I get that when I say, you know, I was drunk last night could mean two glasses of wine or 10 glasses of wine. And so therefore there's probably a better use for it. I'm always skeptical of anybody who uses the term buzzed, if right. You know what I mean.
Well, I use it and, when I'm buzzed, I've just got a little mellow warmness and, you know, I can still have a conversation without slurring.
I had a friend who slurred after a half a beer. It was just like, poor guy, he couldn't help himself. He just always sounded drunk.
They're out there.
Whenever he drank. Actually, I believe he just stopped at some point because it's like, it's going to be embarrassing. You can't drink if you slur your words.
Right. And some people can't open up and even talk to people, however, unless they, you know, get a little in get that little buzz going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a definite thing. And it's too bad that, some people can enjoy a nice alcoholic beverage while others can't. And people who don't like alcohol for whatever reason, you know, can't indulge in, you know, other things. That might, lift their spirits a little to help them socially.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not venture a guess to say whether or not this guy, if he had been smoking marijuana, would have made the same decision. But
he probably would have still been sitting on the couch, on the porch, watching the fireworks.
A lot of bad decisions on alcohol.
Yeah, they do, for sure. So anyways, he left his fiance of 30 behind. She says he was probably buzzed. When he lit the cigarette lighter in his hand while dancing with the fireworks on his head, the Portland Press Herald reported. He would never intentionally do something like that. He was just trying to get us to laugh, Holly said, the Press Herald. Friends of Staples who were with him at the time said they tried to dissuade him from the stunt and were taken aback when they saw the fuse was lit. Haley told the Press Herald that after she saw the mortar was lit, she yelled at Staples to throw it away, but it was too late.
Man, those wicks on those mortars go fast.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, it's not something to play around with. And I mean, a lot of what they're saying here is he just had the mortar on his head and was dancing around with a cigarette lighter, flicking it, and it accidentally got lit. Really?
I'm not buying it at all. And
it sounds like he was going to... Because, I mean, I can see, having lit off these mortars, I can see how one might think that you could light it off of... You know, set it on your head and light it off. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it would kill you at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened here. I don't know if the thing misfired or whatever. But I'm pretty sure the instructions, if they don't say don't put it on your head... Yeah, they should, I guess. No, they shouldn't say that. What they should say, you just shouldn't put fireworks in your heads, kid.
Exactly, and I think that's what's really happening here is his friends, his fiance, his mother, they're really trying to save him from the Darwin Award.
Yeah.
They just don't want him to go out like that because no one wants to go. I mean,
right, they don't want him on the internet listed as, you know, hey, forevermore, this guy won the Darwin Award for 2015.
Right. Kathleen Staples, Devon's mother.
And I believe that this is an actual award handed out by people. And you got to consider every one of these people had a mommy and a daddy, and they cared about them.
Right.
It's sad, but look, maybe... You know, let's let this tragedy be instructive as possible. Rather than vigilantly protecting the memory of your loved one, let's let their death be as instructive as possible for other people's loved ones, and maybe their 22-year-old drunk kid won't do this.
Right, and his mother is actually trying to do that, but she's trying to use the power of law to do that. We could have something like the Darwin Awards, and I'm going to have to look this up in a second because I want to see, you know, who the winners have been in past years. But, yeah, that should be the way to handle these types of idiocies is to proclaim them on the YouTubes and on social media and on the news, even if it's mainstream, you know, letting people know that, yeah, some idiot out there put a fireworks on a mortar on his head and it killed him. So, I mean, this is something you probably shouldn't do. Some guy jumped into a gator pit after he says, F you, gator, and he didn't last very long.
Yeah.
We need to know about these stories. Otherwise, you know, my kid might try to do something stupid like this, and next thing you know, I'm trying to get my kid off the Darwin Award list.
Yeah, I got Darwin Award here for 2014. Was the mummified remains of a man discovered in Tucson manhole tell their own. Anyway, I'll tell the story after we're done.
Okay. So, anyways, Devin's mother said her son wouldn't have ever lit a firework if he had thought it was actually going to go off. Yeah, I don't think anyone would. Well, I don't know. I think he was actually trying to fire it off his head like a unicorn.
I've seen people hold firecrackers in their hand and light them.
Right. I've seen them put them up against their groins, doing yeah. you know, are having firework wars out in the streets where they're shooting each other. You know, it's, yeah, this happens all the time.
I had a friend who held one closed in his fist, and he really wished he hadn't done that.
Wow.
Because, I mean, it just concussively blew his hand open. It didn't, from what I know, harm him, but, yeah, I mean, you know, that's just a firecracker. And I've seen people do stupid things with M80s, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his mother says, that would have been suicide. I can't see a happy boy wanting to destroy himself. She said,
he was trying to make people laugh. He was cutting up.
He believed it was a dud. He stuck it over his head, and he was just goofing off. However, Maine Fire Marshal Joe Thomas said the mortar had been fired earlier and that he can't imagine someone would have anticipated that it was a dud. The Associated Press reported, Thomas reported the investigation into Staples' death determined it was an accident. Friends and family.
It's an accident.
Yeah, exactly. Friends and family members friends and family members
of Staples.
As missing an of.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is the problem with a lot of these news stories, by the way, are written by computers. So.
Oh, are they really?
They are.
That's an article I want to read next.
Yeah.
Always looking to entertain. Hallie says Staples, a proven dog lover. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're just trying to humanize him, and mm-hmm. I think this is a very human act. I've been a 22-year-old male, and I will tell you that they aren't the smartest creatures on God's green earth.
Yeah, they have to learn hard lessons.
That's what we call experience. Some people, sadly, don't make it through experience in order to become wise. And, frankly, I think wisdom is, overrated anyway. I mean, people make mistakes all the way up till their, oldest years. So, you know.
Just look at old people voting records. Or old people just voting in general.
Well, what's the Churchill quote? The best argument against democracy is spending 5 minutes talking to the average voter.
Yeah. And they are the more than average voter. The older folks are the ones that do all the voting.
They do a lot of that, yeah.
Well, they get a lot of the stuff too. Let's see, where was I? He's a dog lover. He was intending to become a veterinary technician.
Mm.
Intended to start classes at Washington County Community College this fall. Staples at one time lived in Orlando. He's from Florida, probably. There's your problem right there. He works at Disney World, dressing up as a character like Gadsden from Beauty and the Beast.
Being from Florida, that means completely meaningless to me. It's like, I figure that for whatever reason, Florida gets more news than most. I don't know exactly why this is. But
it's the heat.
I don't believe Florida people are any more stupid than the rest of the world. But, man, oh, man, the weirdest stories do come out of that state. They do. I don't know. Do you believe that people from Florida are somehow a bit more dumb than the rest of America? Give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM.
You, me, and PTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast. Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with all these killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're reading a story here about a guy who's competing for the Darwin World Award 2015. Telephone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is toll-free, in case you've wondered. Seems like everybody's got free long distance these days. 855-450-FREE. But if you can, use the Skype app on your smartphone, or call us on your home computer setup. Using Skype, our username is lrn.fm. You've got to send us a user request, but that takes maybe 5 minutes for me to approve or whatever. And then you can sound better. It's really a better quality.
It does.
Yep. So username LRN, that says in Liberty Radio Network, .fm, and you can go there and listen to all kinds of Liberty-oriented programs. But the username on Skype is what you use to give us a call. 855-450-FREE. So the mother of this young man, Devin, what was his name?
Devin Staples.
Devin Staples. Doesn't want his name tarnished. And, she's looking to have stricter laws in Maine. Maine recently, 2012, relaxed its fireworks laws to maybe perhaps compete with its neighboring state of
New Hampshire. Live free or die.
Yeah, it's got to be tough being next door to the live free or die state.
That's right.
Freest state in the union. So there's a certain level of competition. Now you can fireworks off your head and die. And Devin Staples did. Now, I'm not making fun of this guy, but I think that it's important to talk about this because, well, all the laws in the world, The fireworks, when I was playing with them as a kid, were illegal.
Correct.
We buy them in South Carolina back in the day, and I don't know what the rules are now in South Carolina, but back in the day, that's where you got cigarettes and bottle rockets. And so I didn't buy cigarettes, but I was sure interested in bottle rockets.
So you're saying laws don't mean nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had these things, and I did dumb stuff with them. Not as dumb as this, but... Yeah, I mean, I did sort of silly things. Once you've let off a few fireworks, you're like, let's try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had built a PVC pipe gun for bottle rockets, and I would thread the wick through and sort of light them off like a musket. And it worked really well, and frankly, wasn't that it did not appear. I never had a problem. I guess I don't want to give any advice as to how dangerous it was. I didn't have a problem. If for whatever reason a wick, a wick sort of burnt and it didn't go the right way, I'd drop the thing and run away. Mm-hmm. Because anyone exploding in my hand, I knew what was up. But, you know, there's still accidents that happen with fireworks. Everybody who plays with fireworks is taking taking a risk. 12 people a year die from fireworks, which is about a quarter of the amount of people that die from cows.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many people die at the firing range, firing their rifles, handguns, whatever.
I don't know, but I remember there being a story of a young person in, like, Arizona or something firing an automatic weapon at a range that allowed this,
mm-hmm.
and it killed the instructor.
Wow.
And then there's been other circumstances where the young person killed themselves. So, like, they just can't hold the, when they haven't had a lot of practice, it's just, like, it just jumps out of their hands, you know?
I've seen that. So,
yeah,
anyways, this,
dangerous.
So anyways, this kid's mother, in the wake of her son's death, Staples... her mother is also advocating for more strict fireworks regulations in Maine, because this is what happens every time. Anytime some kid dies in a wreck or they shoots themselves at the firing range, like the kid you're talking about, or in this case, the fireworks, the moms and the regulators and the legislators come out and they got to do something to help keep Darwin at bay. And that's by creating laws like, or for example, abolishing the law that was in, whatever the law is in, that came about in 2012 that allowed this firework to enter into the state.
Yeah.
So the state just recently legalized fireworks in 2012 after a ban of more than 60 years. Staples told the AP on Monday that regulations should be similar to those for firearms or driving cars.
Well, that's interesting. So if the claim is that a person should be 16 or 18 years old to use fireworks, that wouldn't have saved this guy.
Wouldn't have saved this guy. He was 22.
Now, is there a license? Is that what they're proposing here?
I think she's talking about some kind of instruction where people... get better instructed on the ways of fireworks.
In order to fire fireworks, you need to take to get a fireworks user
probably,
license.
Probably a permit. You got to have get a permit. You got to get in order to get that. You have to be licensed.
Yeah.
You have to go to some training course on Saturdays at the police station out in their vacant parking lot.
If they give a permit out, they give a burn permit. I wonder how many people are killed just by their own fires that they set for burning leaves and stuff like that every year. But they give out burn permits in my town. Just some guy comes by, looks at your pile, and says, okay, and writes you a piece of paper and says it's fine.
They don't even do that here. I just call them up every time and say, hey, am I having a fire?
Okay, well, I wouldn't propose to know what the law is, but I'm careful when it comes, I'm on the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem at my house, I'm going to look really bad.
Oh, yeah, and not to mention, if you were to, say, have a fire without getting the said permit or permission,
yep.
And you did burn your house down, guess it's probably not going to get covered under home insurance.
Yeah, that's probably true.
These guys aren't stupid. They're looking for ways out of what they owe. And if you burnt your house down because you're an idiot, you're probably not going to get covered unless you have special EDC coverage that you sign on to.
Yeah, well, it's pretty relatively easy to soak the ground around a fire, and that really can be quite helpful.
Yeah. So. Well, I got the fire ring, I got the fire, the water hose, the whole nine, and I have fires as often as possible. I just really like going out there and getting back to my inner cave, man. It's good stuff.
Well, your name is Conan.
Oh yeah. So, anyways, at least it had been a little bit more than here you go. She said that's an explosive. So she's talking about special instruction. and and other because otherwise you can just go to the clerk and say I want to buy that on that shelf behind you, and that's it.
That's what I did in New Hampshire, and I've survived the experience so far.
And these things are very colorful, and there's hardly anything on them. There's a lot of warning stickers, but it doesn't say how to actually use it all of the time.
I feel bad for this woman. She's lost her son. It's the most valuable. I hate to call it thing, but that's how I feel. When I think of my child, I think of him as the most valuable thing I have ever possessed in the world. And possessed and thing aren't the right terms for the experience, but I hope that it portrays to people that this is more important to me than anything else. Yeah. So I get this is a tremendous loss for this woman. But statistically, 12 people a year die from fireworks. This isn't an epidemic, and there's no reason for the rest of us who are conscientious fireworks users to have to go through every step in the book because something bad happened to Devin.
Yeah, especially when we just got our Maine, in this case, just got their freedom, their fireworks freedoms back after a 60-year lull.
Yep. But this is the kind of emotional appeal that results in these laws. I mean, this is how you get a legislator. Look, here's my son. He's a good-looking young man, isn't he? You see the picture of him? He's a good-looking kid. And by the way,
I also found, so when he was in Orlando working at Disney World, he played Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, who was this big hulking idiot. So that makes sense, because I was seeing memes of this guy already popping up, and it had him as Gaston. I'm like, what does that mean? Well, now it makes perfect sense.
I know nothing of Beauty and the Beast. So.
He's a big dummy.
Okay.
So it's really it's fitting.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you said that legislators are going to get involved. So Maine Representative Michael LaJoie told the AP he's considering trying to introduce a measure to restrict the use of fireworks, though he wonders if it will increase safety. They're going to say, well, you can't regulate stupidity. And it's true, you can't. But the fact of the matter is, if you have to try, you have to try something. And he is not giving up. So, and there were 11 firework-related deaths in the United States last year, according to this article. So,
yeah.
you can't fix stupid. He's absolutely right, but he has to do something. And I mean,
No, he doesn't. Right. This is not the failing of the Maine legislature that Devin Staples died. I'm sorry that it happened. I do not celebrate his death. I use it as a foil from which to educate people around the United States, around the world, that fireworks are dangerous and you shouldn't do silly things, that you should follow the instructions. And even when you follow the instructions, now and then, something's still going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's the chance you take with fireworks. I do think a fireworks manufacturer that that if something goes wrong and you follow the instructions, you probably should have video.
Another good reason to videotape everything.
Yeah, you can prove that. Hey, look, I was doing as the instructions stated. That fireworks manufacturer should be responsible for whatever
that makes
injuries.
That makes good sense right there.
Right. That is as far as I'm willing to go. It's not a regulation. That's just a tort, really. Honestly, any other manufacturer of any other thing should be responsible if things don't operate as they're supposed to. What do you think? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. When it comes to fireworks, you take your chances. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.